Take a deep breath. As you draw that breath in, hold it and let it go. Feel a wave of relaxation begin to move downwards over your body, beginning from your head and working towards your feet. And as you make your breathing longer or deeper or slower, continue to imagine the life force flooding through your body, allowing you to feel revitalized, refreshed, in tune with life. As you continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically, going deeper and deeper within yourself, allow your breath to carry you forward, to carry you deeper, to take you further and further within yourself, as you feel your body relaxing more and more from head towards feet. Just let your body go. Loosen your scalp, your forehead, your cheeks. Clench your teeth together and let them go. Feel your jaw relax. Rotate your head in whatever way allows you to feel lots of neck muscles working gently together. And the same for your shoulders. And in fact, or indeed, the rest of your body. Perhaps you want to send a wiggle down your spine. Whatever you do, allow your body to relax deeper and deeper. And as it does, allow yourself to go further and further within. And as you imagine this wave of relaxation cascading down over your body, allow yourself to journey within. And as this wave of relaxation takes over and you begin to lose contact with your body, as you begin to transmute yourself to rise above the physical world, allow yourself to connect with your inner self. Talk to your body as if it was a person. Tell it to deepen and deepen this level of relaxation while you change focus and move on to other things. Start by moving to the brain space in your head and giving your brain an exercise, something that will occupy it. Perhaps repeat a word or a phrase over and over. I'll stop talking so you can do that. Allow this mantra to still your mind. Continue to say that word or that phrase over and over. Feel your mind slowing down, becoming clear. That's good. Now put yourself in a beautiful place. Surround yourself with the beauties of nature. Take a look around you. When you look to your left, is there a dominant feature? Perhaps a major colour? What do you see when you look to the right? Or perhaps straight ahead? Become aware of what's behind you and underneath you. Are there any smells that are relevant? What can you hear? Does this place have a taste? What does it feel like when you touch it? And as you begin to comprehend and understand the depth and the serenity available to you in this location, also acknowledge that you are as equal a contributor as you are receiver of this stillness, this peace, this serenity. You become one with all of it. That's good. So settle in this beautiful environment and commit yourself to doing some work on the key relationships in your life. you might bring to mind now, somebody that you're experiencing some conflict with, or that somebody that you just find difficult. And to do that, bring to mind their name, or perhaps what they look like. You might notice what they're wearing or what you last saw them wearing. Just direct your awareness and notice any storyline that's coming up in your mind regarding what they've done or why you find them difficult. See if you can just drop the story and focus on your feeling, your emotions. Don't try to manipulate those feelings, just be with them, be present to them. And if negatives come up, perhaps about what they should have done, all you have to do is acknowledge those feelings. And if you become aware of the wrongs that this person has done or that they've committed, as you can put those things into words, add "just like me" on the end. For example, this person always wants to be noticed and praised, just like me. This person becomes overwhelmed and shut down, just like me. So as you reflect, take the time with this, and look at these negatives, see that you put them on this person. See the truth of the similarities between you and them. And to be fair, bring in the positives and add "just like me". For example, this person wants to be happy, just like me. This person wants to be healthy, just like me. This person wants to be safe, just like me. This person wants to be at ease and comfortable, just like me. And as with the negatives, focus on the positives and see that in this person, the truth of the similarities you might share with them, that in truth they are a mirror. And sit with these feelings and allow your heart to open. Allow yourself to establish a different dynamic, a different connection with this person. Take a deep breath. Give thanks to this person for being the mirror, for revealing a facet of yourself that you are unaware of. And commit yourself to doing whatever work you need to do to rectify any imbalances that you see in yourself. Now focus on developing kindness, in particular towards this person, but all people in general. So put your hand on your heart. Feel the warmth of your hand on your body. Feel the beating of your heart and the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And bring to mind an image of the key people that you're in relationship with. Just two or three or four of them. What are they wearing? What are they doing? Imagine these people in a way that brings a smile to your face. And silently, repeat these phrases, sending them to these people that you care about. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you know peace in your heart. Imagine you joining with these people in a way that brings a smile to your face and warms your heart. Include yourself in this group and silently repeat these phrases again. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we be at ease. May we know peace in our hearts. Let that image fade away and replace it with an image of yourself, an image of yourself that makes you smile. And silently repeat these phrases. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be at ease. May I know peace in my heart. That's good. You let that image go now, and we'll begin to focus on acceptance. So as you continue to breathe deeply, become aware of the behaviors, the patterns and the attributes of the key people in your life, particularly focusing on the things about them that you constantly want to change. And as you do, trace those needs back to needs within yourself that are not being met. In your mind's eye, see all of the aspects of who they are without needing to change them. Cultivate a sense of openness so that you can embrace them physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually for their true selves. Notice as you focus on acceptance, you'll feel at peace in these relationships. When you allow others to stand in their truth and you stand in your own truth, your relationships are built on honesty, clarity and love. Take a deep breath. Now focus on communicating from your heart. What is the truth of what you would like to say to those you are in relationship with? Feel the essence and the spirit of what you would like to say. What are your needs? What is it that makes you feel whole? When you feel attuned to these needs, repeat them to yourself. Relax your body completely. Breathe, and as you exhale, focus on going deeper and deeper into that truth. And be brave enough to seek and to speak exactly what you need to say. Speak as though you're the only one listening. Communication from the heart is about trusting you know what you need to say and being brave enough to say it. Now we'll focus on the purpose of our relationships. So bring to mind the key people in your life, and now focus on the ways these people trigger you and the areas of your relationships that you struggle with most or that challenge you. It might be an aspect of their behaviour or personality that triggers a reaction in you. Take a moment to look at that now. Focus on your breath and trace it back to a fundamental belief that you have about yourself. And see how these people reflect your own blind spots back to you like a mirror. And get a sense of how these key people in your life give you the opportunity to practice what you need to work on in your everyday life. Recognize your relationships as a mirror, offering you deeper insights into who you are and what beliefs and patterns that you practice that hold you back in your relationships and in your life. As you continue to breathe deeply, slowly, and long, become aware of a sense of gratitude that your relationships can allow you to work on the aspects of yourself that mean you get to experience yourself truthfully and authentically, and enjoy standing in your own strength. That's good. deep breath. And as you breathe out, extend love and gratitude to all of the key people in your life. Bless them and wish them well. And now do the same for yourself. Express love and gratitude and acceptance towards yourself. Bless you. Recognize a child of God within you. Be grateful to be who you are. That's good. And take a deep breath. And begin to return to the outer conscious levels. Think about whereabouts you are in relationship to perhaps a door, to where the nearest tree is, perhaps what time of day it is. Tune into your physical body. Recognize where it's touching the things that are around you if you're in a seat. Recognize the parts of the seat that are touching you. Become aware of the sounds of the world around you. The closing of doors, the movement of trees, the wind in the leaves. Deliberately wiggle your fingers and toes. And let your eyes pop open naturally when it feels like the right time to do that. Thank you.